A woman walks into a grocery store and freezes at the sight of red apples. Her heart races, palms sweat, and suddenly she's 6 years old again, cowering as her father's face turns crimson with rage. Another person sits in a business meeting, fully prepared and competent, yet the moment they're asked to speak, their voice cracks and their mind floods with the words, "I'm stupid," echoes from a classroom humiliation decades ago. These aren't character flaws. They're the fingerprints of unprocessed memories, moments when our brains couldn't fully digest what happened, leaving fragments of the past lodged in our present like shrapnel. What if the anxiety you feel today isn't really about today at all? What if your brain is simply replaying old footage, mistaking then for now? This is the central revelation behind EMDR therapy, a treatment so effective that the World Health Organization endorses it as a first-line intervention for trauma, and over 100,000 therapists worldwide have been trained in its methods. We're taught that time heals all wounds, but anyone carrying old trauma knows this isn't quite true. Your brain contains a natural processing system, often working during REM sleep, that helps you digest difficult experiences, extracting lessons while releasing negative emotions. But overwhelming experiences can jam this system, leaving memories stored in their raw, unprocessed form, complete with original images, emotions, physical sensations, and thoughts. These frozen memories sit waiting, ready to be triggered by similar present-day situations, causing reactions that seem wildly disproportionate to what's actually happening. Your brain operates like a vast filing system, linking new experiences to memory networks built primarily in childhood. These networks become the lens through which you see yourself and the world, operating entirely outside awareness, automatic as breathing, invisible as gravity. Just as you instantly complete "roses are red" without thinking, your brain makes countless automatic connections governing your emotions and behaviors. Your personality isn't fixed. It's a dynamic interplay between genetics and memory networks. Unprocessed memories form the foundation of negative patterns, while processed memories support healthy, adaptive ones. This explains why you might behave completely differently depending on context. The specific memory networks activated in each setting shape your reactions. Justine keeps choosing emotionally unavailable partners and clings desperately when they leave. Through therapy, she discovers this pattern traces back to age 6 during a thunderstorm, crying for parents who couldn't hear her. That unprocessed terror activates whenever boyfriends break up. She reacts as a frightened child, not a mature adult. Similarly, Ben's presentation anxiety persisted despite decades of success until EMDR revealed its origin, age 3, when a stranger threatened to drown him in the creek for talking too much. His body still remembered that terror every time he spoke publicly. EMDR therapy emerged from Dr. Shapiro's 1987 discovery that eye movements could eliminate disturbing thoughts. Brain imaging reveals EMDR changes brain physiology. The hippocampus, which shrinks in PTSD patients, can regrow by 6% after 8 to 12 sessions. During EMDR, clients focus on disturbing memories while the therapist guides bilateral stimulation, eye movements, taps, or tones, allowing spontaneous connections to emerge. Lynn began processing an earthquake memory, but her brain revealed deeper connections to childhood sexual abuse and her father's betrayal. By session's end, the earthquake memory that once triggered panic now made her laugh. When two people with unprocessed trauma interact, their unconscious networks create destructive patterns. Barry's passivity, rooted in avoiding his father's rage, triggered Trudy's anger, stemming from childhood neglect when her mother withdrew emotionally. Barry tried pleasing his demanding wife the same way he'd avoided his father's abuse. Trudy made increasing demands just as she desperately tried getting her mother's attention. Neither response was rational. They were automatic reactions from unprocessed memories. Even supportive families can create emotionally hot memories. Meg's father showed contempt over a sunburn during their only teenage meeting. 20 years later, she still experienced crippling social anxiety. Most people seek help for present problems without recognizing childhood wounds. They can't stop destructive patterns despite knowing better, which deepens their sense of failure. The mystery: why doesn't knowledge equal control? Unprocessed memories are physically stored in the brain, containing emotions and sensations from original events. When triggered, these memories generate the same negative thoughts and feelings, explaining why successful adults suddenly behave like children around family members. In EMDR therapy, the earliest unprocessed memory establishing a problem pattern is called a touchstone memory. When triggered, you experience the world through your younger self's distorted perceptions. To identify problematic memories, examine recent disturbing events. If your reactions seem disproportionate and gathering information won't resolve your distress, unprocessed memories may be involved. One client's extreme workplace anger stemmed from Vietnam experiences, where mistakes meant death. Another's came from childhood classroom humiliation. The affect scan technique identifies connections by focusing on emotions and physical sensations, then allowing your mind to scan back to childhood memories with similar feelings. John's rage and low expectations at work connected to childhood beatings by his father. After processing those memories, his rages stopped and his self-perception transformed from "I'm a failure" to "I can be a success." Unprocessed memories trigger overwhelming emotions without warning. The Safe Place technique strengthens positive memory networks. Identify a genuinely safe image, a beach, forest, or mountain with only good associations. Notice colors, sensations, sounds. Choose a single word like peaceful to label the experience. When disturbed, shift back to these feelings of safety. Notice your breathing pattern when calm. Stress moves breathing higher in your body. Consciously returning to relaxed breathing restores calm. Bilateral stimulation enhances positive feelings. Try tapping hands alternately on thighs, or use the butterfly hug. Cross arms with hands on opposite shoulders, then tap alternately. For negative self-talk, try the cartoon character technique. Imagine critical voices sounding like Donald Duck or Daffy Duck. Disturbing feelings often vanish because pleasant cartoon associations can't coexist with negativity. Your body can feel like both friend and betrayer. Physical issues may stem from unprocessed memories. Carl suffered 30 years from mysterious symptoms, lightheadedness, shakiness, sweating, dizziness, vomiting, that no doctor could diagnose. He eventually discovered panic disorder triggered by unprocessed childhood memories of moving to a new school. Why can't we get along with those closest to us? Relationships trigger feelings of being wounded and unappreciated. Understanding our actions' origins becomes crucial for change. Alexandra, 37, couldn't speak up when her boyfriend Joe criticized her, thinking, "What's the use?" Her childhood explained everything. Youngest of four, criticized by her mother, ignored by her father, bullied by brothers who escaped blame. Through therapy, processing these experiences, she left Joe and developed healthier self-worth. George became hypercritical like his refugee parents, whose humiliation taught him nothing was ever good enough. This triggered beliefs of "I'm not good enough" and "I can't trust others," causing him to lash out at girlfriends. Therapy helped George process childhood anger and recognize his parents' limitations, allowing healthier adult engagement. School counselor Gary used EMDR with 6-year-old Zach, who was repeating kindergarten for assaulting other children. The therapy unlocked Zach's deep emotions about his imprisoned parents, helping him express rather than act out his pain. Within weeks, his behavior improved dramatically. Tom's addiction spiraled after his brother's death. Despite multiple arrests and treatment attempts, he continued using until entering drug court's EMDR program. By addressing core issues, Tom transformed his life, paying debts, regaining his license, saving his home, rebuilding family relationships. Life's challenges push us toward pain, but facing them directly liberates us. While we can't control genetics or childhood, we can control our bodies and minds. Frank, 55, suffered headaches, forgetfulness, outbursts, insecurity, diabetes, high blood pressure, and chronic pain. The float-back technique revealed a touchstone memory. Age 5, his mother left him at his grandparents for 5 months after his parents divorced. Through reprocessing, Frank realized her departure wasn't rejection, but necessity. He saw her anguish. This insight transformed his self-acceptance, and his symptoms disappeared. Sometimes, understanding alone resolves issues. Jolene inexplicably snapped at her husband, Alan. Using float-back on her feeling, "It's all on me," she discovered an anniversary reaction to single-handedly moving her mother to a nursing home before her death the previous year. This realization allowed natural processing, and her irritability vanished. We carry not just our histories, but generational patterns, shame, oppression, passed down like heirlooms. Helene overcame substance abuse after friends' deaths, but depression and anxiety persisted until EMDR processed childhood trauma from her alcoholic aunt's abuse. Discovering generations of family pain helped Helene break the cycle, staying safe and sane while guiding younger relatives. After Hurricane Paulita devastated a Mexican town, clinicians taught traumatized children the butterfly hug technique. Two brothers watched, 18-year-old Hector, who'd lost both arms saving his brother Carlos from floodwaters that claimed their parents and siblings. When Carlos asked how his armless brother could perform the technique, the clinician had Carlos stand behind Hector's wheelchair, placing his cheek against his brother's while crossing his arms over Hector's chest. Together, they processed trauma, transforming from despair to deep love. Your past doesn't have to be your prison. Those frozen moments can thaw. The work isn't about forgetting, it's about processing, integrating, transforming pain into wisdom. You are not broken, you're simply carrying unprocessed experiences that your brain is ready to release.